Dawn Jackson Blattner is a, she's many things, of course. She's a registered dietitian, food and nutrition expert. She's written a bunch of books, DawnJacksonBlattner.com. And Dawn, I haven't talked to you forever. It's so good to chat with you.
Hey, thanks for having me. Yes, it is great to be reunited.
Yeah, we spent some time doing segments together on morning TV. Here we are back on the radio. Now, I know you've been, you know, giving our listeners here on the John Williams Show some tips for eating veggies, and we've already done breakfast. Today is lunch. But, Dawn, I just want to say that when I go to the, like, I want to eat more veggies. I have this goal every year. You know, it's not about I want to lose X amount of pounds, although that's part of it. It's that I want to eat these things because I think that's going to make me healthier. But I get to the grocery store, and I'm just a little overwhelmed because I see them all. They look great. I shop at the Jewel across the street. Looks all great. Looks all yummy. I just don't know what to do with it. Do you feel like that's a lot of people's problem?
Well, first off, congratulations for knowing that this is an important topic, because it is true. 9 out of 10 people do not eat enough fruits and vegetables, so you're not alone. most of us are in that boat. And you're right. You walk into Jewel, you see, oh my gosh, there's so much fresh, good stuff. What am I going to get? And so I always say, I mean, listen, you don't need to be a total meal planner. You really do not. But to just have something sort of in your mind of like, you know what, I love pizza and tacos. And so it's like, okay, you know what? What vegetables do you think I could put on? Oh, I could do like a kale pizza this week. Okay, cool. Or like, oh, I love those bowls from like Chipotle. Maybe I could get some of these peppers and some romaine lettuce and make myself like a DIY Chipotle bowl or whatever. Basically just having in your mind things that you like to eat and then shove some extra produce in there. That is honestly one of the best ways to do it. You know, even if it's like you love hamburgers, it's like, okay, great. Or sandwiches. It's, hey, instead of maybe chips on the side or fries, what about some veggie sticks? It's like, okay, you know what? I'll give it a try. Let me see how that goes. So anyway, you know, it doesn't have to be reinventing your life. It's just like living your life, eat the things you love, and then shove some produce on there, and you have a great first start.
I love that. I love when a registered dietitian says, shove some produce on there. But you're absolutely right, right? Like, I think it's like identifying things that you maybe already know how to make, or at least you already know when you order it somewhere else. And by, in fact, cooking it yourself, you're very likely doing it in a more healthy way than that fast food operation is preparing it. So that already you're doing well, and just put a little bit more on there. I've also found, and we've been trying to do this, you know, I love pasta, right? I love a spaghetti with meat sauce. And, you know, I try and just, you know, get some celery, carrots and stuff in the sauce. But then also, hey, let's force ourselves, I hate saying it like this, but let's make ourselves have a salad beforehand, if nothing else, just to fill our bodies more with the good stuff. And that way we have a little bit left over for leftovers, right? Like, make that meal that maybe isn't the healthiest stretch a little bit longer.
Oh, I love a pre-meal salad. I'm over. I want to have that meal. It sounds delicious. And yeah, I mean, if you don't want to put the veggies in, so like, you know, you could easily stir in broccoli to a pasta meal. You can easily stir in spinach to a pasta meal. But if you say, hey, you know what, I really would just like to keep it all separate, I love the idea of starting a meal with salad. I mean, listen to this. If we were to do that once a day, to start a meal with salad, I mean, how many more vegetables would we eat? I think it's a genius idea. And, you know, on a hot, hot, hot Chicago day like this, another benefit of veggies is that they're like 90% water. So yeah, we'll be hydrated in the midst of all of our extra nutrition. And, you know, like when I think about action and I think about habits, I think the number one question is like, who cares? I mean, come on. Like, is it really that big of a deal to eat more produce? It's like, yeah, I think it's healthy for me. But like, how much healthier could I be with this? And there's tons of research out there that people live longer lives. They have less heart disease, less cancer. They have improved mood, confidence, better stress levels, more self-esteem, more creativity, more happiness. Eating produce, I mean, you don't think about it, but it really can affect all of these areas of our life. So that's why, you know, it's so important to start even small, because research shows even just one extra serving a day can start getting some of these benefits for you.
Well, right, and you start building momentum towards that second, third, and fourth once you start with one. Dawn Jackson Blattner, we got to take a quick break, but I do want to, after this break, talk about, I think, what is the hardest meal of the day to get vegetables in, and that's lunch, because often we're not at home to cook it. We're on the move. We'll chat with Dawn about that. Of course, it's sponsored by Jewel Osco. Get freshness at your fingertips. continuing our conversation with Dawn Jackson Blattner, who is a registered dietitian. We're talking about lunch, Dawn. I think that a lot of people are getting better. Well, this is my thought, that it's a little easier at dinner because you're at home and you're preparing the meal to include vegetables and fruits. I think lunch is where a lot of us get into trouble because either we're at work and we're rushing, or even if you work at home, you want to quickly do it, then get to the next Zoom meeting. Do you feel the same way?
Oh, I think the key word there is quick. I mean, absolutely, that midday, we have so much going on that it's like, oh, do I even really need to stop for lunch? Yes, you need to stop for lunch. And does the quality of my lunch really matter? Yes, because it can make or break your energy for the rest of the day. So, you know, that's why I like the whole month. I'm talking about Fuel Your Pride with Jewel Osco of these colorful fruits and vegetables. How can you add more of them? So here's what I did. I look through my lunches because I, a lot of times, will, you know, write down some of my favorite things. I look through and I picked three that I think are super quick to our point and some of my absolute favorites. So the first one, okay, everybody's going to say, oh, I know. You got to eat a salad for lunch. That's the healthiest thing to do. Well, okay, fine. Sure. Yes, eating a salad is a great idea, but sometimes a girl just doesn't want a salad. So what I did is I made a Caesar salad. And I put it in a wrap. And so I called it a Caesar salad wrap. And I'll tell you what, wraps hold more vegetables than just two pieces of bread. So you can really shove a lot of good veggies in there. And so I'll tell you what, if that is something that you're looking to do, is to have a quick lunch and eat more produce, make yourself a salad, but also just shove it in a wrap. And then all of a sudden you're like, huh, this feels pretty like mentally satisfying.
Right, because you get that little hint of carbs, right? Not too much. It's one wrap. It's, but yeah. You just, it's like, all right, well, at least it has some sandwich-like quality to it.
Yeah, so I think that is a win. And so no matter what kind of salad you like I made a Caesar salad, but you could do like a ranch salad or whatever kind of salad you like and then shove it in a wrap and you got lunch with produce.
That's nice.
And here's the thing. I alluded to this before, but I am a huge taco fan and I love a good taco bowl. And so instead of thinking of things like just a boring salad, it's like, okay, what can I add to it to make it feel like more robust and more fun? And so making it sort of like a taco bowl, doing like guacamole and salsa in there and peppers and all your greens. And then quickly you could just take quinoa that's frozen or brown rice that's frozen, already cooked and everything.
Oh, okay.
It's a big time saver for me. This is a big time saver.
And you freeze it. You freeze it. You don't put it in the fridge?
Oh, no. You got to listen to this. You can buy it already made and just from the frozen section, you can just buy it and then heat it up. And you put it in a bowl with all your veggies, and now you got quinoa and rice. I open up a can of black beans, rinse them and drain them. So I put the quinoa in there, rice, black beans, bunch of veggies, all these colorful veggies, salsa, guacamole, and I am eating a very quick taco bowl. Like, it really feels quite fun.
Yeah, I just feel like a lot of times we think that if I'm going to commit to vegetables, it means doing this extreme thing. And I think what you're kind of alluding to is this incrementalism, right? Like the idea of that we know the structure of what we already like to eat, using what we like to eat as inspiration to do it. And you don't have to go full blown. You don't ever not have to have red meat again or never have a carb again. It's about incrementalism.
Yes, I'm a little bit tearing up over here crying because that is exactly right. These are tears of joy. I feel like it's a great message and something that's doable. I mean, it's one thing to know that we're supposed to eat 5 servings of fruits and vegetables a day, 3 servings of vegetables, 2 servings of fruit. Feels overwhelming. Then you're like, I guess I'll do nothing because I don't know how to do that. But yes, you know already what you like to eat. And so in my last lunch is one of my absolute favorites. I call it a lazy sushi plate.
Okay.
And I enjoy sushi. I feel like it's a pretty fun thing. So I'll take, you know, that same frozen brown rice that has, you know, just brown rice is the ingredient, and I warm it up. And then I buy that smoked salmon and put a ton of like carrot sticks and cucumber slices and everything with a little spicy mayo. And I have myself like a little lazy sushi plate. I don't wrap it. I don't roll it. I don't do anything, but I'm eating some vegetables. I'm eating some of the salmon. I have a little spicy mayo. I have the rice, and it feels like a really fun lunch that, again, none of this is cooking. Like, I'm not like, oh, it's the middle of the day. I feel like preparing a labor-intense lunch. No, these are all just very slap-together sort of meal assembly. And what I started doing is making sort of these Instagram pictures of, like, all the ingredients that you'd put together. This plus this plus this plus yeah. this equals the lunch. And so I started putting that Instagram for WGN listeners. And so there's a little thing on my Instagram highlights that says for WGN listeners that you want some of these lunch and breakfast ideas that we talked about last week, you can just click on it, and it's literally like a little math equation that you can see. It just takes these ingredients, and you can put it all together and enjoy some produce in a very craveable way.
Oh, yeah. When you put it in kind of like a math equation way, it just makes it so much more consumable. And I don't mean the food. I just mean the information that you're trying to do. And by the your Instagram page, DJ Blattner, Blattner, if you want to follow that. And yep, there I go. I already am following it. There's my information. Someone texted in saying that they can't eat raw vegetables. I don't know if it's a or anything with a seed. I don't know if you have any ideas for that, or maybe you can think of something for next time for this texture, because there are people that do have restrictions in that, and that provides some obstacles for them.
Yes, and most definitely this is a topic where I love a registered dietitian to talk to somebody, because there may be some ways to get a little more freedom with your diet. But I'll tell you what, doing things that are lightly steamed is not going to ruin the nutrition. People think it's, you know, raw or bust.
No.
And that's just not the case, that you really can lightly steam vegetables. And if you're somebody who feels like that's better digested for your system, then absolutely lean to that. It's always better to have vegetables than to not have vegetables, whether they be cooked or raw.
Yeah, for sure. Dawn, we're out of time. I appreciate you stopping by, okay?
Okay, well, hey, go to Jalisco, stock up on your colorful fruits and veggies, and I want to check back with you.
Oh, no, an assignment. All right. Well, now there's pressure, Dawn. I appreciate it. Take care, all right?
Bye.
All right. And of course, all of our Pride Month stuff is available at WGNRadio.com/Pride.